talking to Brad Adams today, a Saskatoon golfer, and I've been in four decades now, Brad, and you know, you've been searching for, you know, hole in one, and obviously just playing the game and enjoying it. But you know, a Thursday or so ago, around you'll never forget. We'll get to that. But you know, just tell us a little about you know, your history with the game and what do you love about golf?
I didn't really play much in high school. I didn't really start taking it up till I was in my mid 20s, and that was quite a few years ago. Right, I'll be turning 65 next month. So I'm getting close to being a senior here. Right now, my handicap is a 22, and my low index, I believe, is just over 20 or something like that. So it's not great, but it's not too terribly bad, I guess.
Yeah, well, 20 handicaps are hard on ourselves, but we're better than lots, right?
Yes, that's true, yeah. Yeah, because there's some days there's signs of brims, because probably my best score I've ever had is like an 83. And there's still lots of scores up in that 90s and 100s, but it is what it is, right? So
absolutely.
What are you happy about it? Yeah.
Yeah. What do you love about the game? Obviously, how it's been a part of your life for, I guess, four decades or so.
It's being out and playing with people. I enjoy playing with all kinds of people. As long as people, you know, you make any attempt at, you know, getting out and golfing, I'm fine with that. I'm not there to criticize or, you know, do any good things or bad things to people, or don't really give a whole lot of advice to people, but you kind of mention this and that and stuff like that, so it's pretty decent. Yeah, so I golf Thursdays with the Anvets at Greenbrier, so I've been doing that for about 25 years with those guys, or more or less 25 years. I golf with the men's section at Wildwood on Monday nights and Fridays, so I've been doing that for probably close to 20-some years also, so I haven't had any holes in ones there yet either, but one day maybe.
How many times do you get out a year? Seems like quite a bit.
Yeah, Mondays and Fridays at Wildwood, and then Thursdays at Greenbrier, plus the odd weekends, and then there's a group of 14 or 16 of us. We go on golf trips almost every year here, so we take a week and go golfing somewhere, so that turns out pretty decent here.
Yeah, so three times a week throughout the summer. But
the
reason for the call is Terry Thompson, who runs the League of Leave at Greenbrier, that's with the Anovitz there. Two hole-in-ones, you got it. Like, what's going on here?
What's going on here? Well, so on Thursday night, it was one of those weird nights. Everything was going good, I guess, here. On the third hole on the south course, it's roughly, well, the card says it's 125, but it was probably, I think, close to 128, 130 or something like that. So the pin was somewhat behind the front bunker, so I couldn't really see it. So you popped it up in the air, and it dropped in just behind the bunker and rolled. I never saw it go in. Dave, the guy that was golfing with, he was standing off a couple club lengths off to my left, and he saw it roll in, and he just turned to me and says, "Are you shitting me?" I just went in the hole. You gotta be kidding. So I stood where he was. I couldn't see anything, so I grabbed my range finder and looked up there. Couldn't see nothing. And then, holy smokes, yeah, everybody got excited here. So that was fantastic. So the other guys, they didn't, the other people I was playing with, they didn't get close. Everybody else got par in there, so, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But just walking up to the hole, because I'm playing Strixon orange balls, so you walk close to the hole, all of a sudden you see this little big glowing thing in the bottom of the hole there. So it was pretty impressive here, yeah.
And that's your first one ever, right?
That was my first one, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we finished that hole off, played the next hole, hole number four. Things didn't go as planned on number four. We shot a little bit higher on there, but that's to be expected. I think so. The pulse was still going, and the brain was going in overtime, I guess.
Of course, yeah.
Of course, yeah. But then after that, things settled down again. Then we did the turn, started off on the north, and we went to the second hole, which is, I don't know if you've been there, you tee off and you're hitting down onto that particular hole there. It's not that far, but it's quite a drop. So I was the third guy to tee off and popped it in the air, dropped it, hit, and rolled probably 6 or 8 feet into the cup. And everybody turned to me and said, "You got well, without being language, you got to be kidding me. And then the other group that was on the first hole, they were watching. They saw it roll into the hole, and the one guy, Glenn, he yelled at me. He said, "You got to be kidding here." So, anyways, yeah.
The odds are 1 in 67 million.
Really? Yes.
For two in one round, and that's probably 18 holes.
Yes. Yeah. And, yeah, we cut short to only playing 12 holes on Thursday, so that's not too bad, I guess, then. Yeah.
Well, that just makes the odds even rarer, right?
Even rarer, exactly. Here, yeah.
Does a night like that get expensive, though?
Actually, not really, because actually quite a few people wanted to buy me drinks, but I didn't have any drinks that night, so I was okay with that. And on this particular hole, the north one, it's you throw in your buck and you play closest to pin, so I ended up winning that one. So I got about 30-some bucks out of that, so it was not too bad. And then a little bit later on, when we were in the clubhouse, the guy at the front desk, Brad Vinnick, told him to give me two $50 gift coupons for Greenbrier. So that was kind of a good thing to have.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, Brad looking out for you for sure. Has word kind of trickled amongst your buddies? Like, this is, like, your phone's got to be going crazy here.
Not a whole amount. No,
yeah.
It's guys in Anavet say most of those guys know. A few people at Greenbrier know. I told some guys at Wildwood when I was there on Friday golfing, and they all said, "Oh, awesome, that's pretty cool." And a few of my other friends know. My wife's brother lives in Midland in Ontario, and she sent him the picture of the scorecard and texted him, and he shot back a little while later and says, "Hey, you got two to catch up to me. He's got four, so that's kind of cool."
Oh, 2-in-1 round. Yeah, this is actually the third story I've done with two people that have actually done this. So,
oh, really?
It is rare, but yeah, there was Kent Adams, who's a former Prince Albert Jr., but now he calls Blackhawk home, and he had two at Blackhawk a few years ago. He also had Eagle in a 5-hole stretch, just wild. And another gentleman at the Willows, it was either last year or the year before, and his story is pretty funny because he said they got pretty in one. And
Sure,
the fact that the second one went in was just wild.
It's amazing how, it doesn't really sink in. The first one is okay, but then the second one is like, this ain't real, but yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. I told my boss at work today, and he just kind of joked and laughed and said, "Yeah, that's pretty good." And then he says, "Are you going to continue working?" I says, "Oh, probably."
Yeah, $100 at Greenbrier is not going to pay the mortgage or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's not going to go very far, so yeah.
Did they feel different, or did it just feel like regular shots?
They didn't even feel like shots. Like, they went so smooth. It was like, I really didn't feel it. Like, normally when you swing something, you feel a little bit through the club or whatever, but just the swing, it just sort of went up and just, I don't know if you can't really say it had any feel to it. It just, like, felt so smooth, like almost effortless. It was incredible here.
Well,
and on both of them, I took two sets of clubs. One was a pitching wedge and my approach wedge, and I was looking at both of them, and it was just one of those feels. Okay, I just threw one down and just shot my pitching wedge on the first one and just sort of slowly went in. And then on the second hole, where I got my second hole, when I used my approach wedge on that one, it was the same thing. I just looked, approach, pitch. I just grabbed the approach and used that and just swung away, and it was still fantastic. So,
well, maybe it's time to grab a Lotto Max, and then you can play a lot more golf.
I could. That would be a great thing to do, right?